This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You probably have a few sitting around at home or in the office or stuffed away in a drawer. The Environmental Protection Agency says there are 100 million of them collecting dust across the country. We're talking about old cell phones, and NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that today the agency is launching a new campaign to try to change that.
The EPA is joining forces with cell phone companies to coax Americans to recycle their phones. The agency says recycling all the old ones could save as much energy as 200,000 homes use in a year. So far, only about one-fifth of the phones used in America are recycled.
Consumers don't realize how easy it is to recycle your phone these days.
That's Mike Newman, vice president of ReCellular, a Michigan-based company that recycled 4 million phones last year. Newman says most cell phone companies collect old phones at retail stores, or customers can mail them in. Often the companies sell them to recyclers and give the money to charity.
Cell phone recycling is one of those rare win-win-wins. It's a win for the environment because you're keeping those materials out of our landfills. It's a win for the charities that are supported from the value of these phones. And then it's a win for people around the world who want access to cell phone technology but often can't afford the new phones.
Newman says about 60% of the phones his company gets are reused here in the U.S. and overseas. Broken and obsolete phones can be 100% recycled. Kathy Hill is the president of a Chicago-based cell phone recycler called Hobby International.
The plastic can be reused, the metals, the copper, the chemicals that make up the battery, the lithium can be reused, so it's all recyclable.
Hill says some parts can even be resold, like LCD screens and keypads.
There are tremendous resources that can be easily gleaned through proper recycling of electronics. And quite frankly, it's getting very, very easy to do.
And Hill says it's clearly the right thing to do because recycling cuts the greenhouse gas pollution that causes climate change. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.